This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Play fake, deep set, pressure, steps away from pressure, and cannot pull out of a tackle there behind the line of scrimmage. Good job there, and that is Ioma Uwazurike.
Northern Colorado looking to punch it in, and the Bears do. Northern Colorado strikes first here in the first quarter on their first drive. They drive all the way down the field. It's strike first blood.
Williams in motion, and Salter a clean pocket. He takes a shot. A wide open Omarion Miller. Hello. Marshall, big three. First down and more. Justin Marshall. They try to chase to the 10. He zooms in. Big play. Touchdown. Colorado's big.
Kelman the carry.
Spins three. Kelman still on his feet. Kelman wants to put this away. Yippee-ki-yay! Kelman into the end zone! 28 yards! Wyoming says what field goal?
Zarka, he's got a lane! Zarka is in the end zone! Touchdown, Air Force!
Fields looks over the Bronco defense. They look like they're going to pressure here. They bring five. He's going to be hit and pulled down, and there's that man, Nick Bonito! Bonito to the rescue for the Broncos!
Football Friday, presented by the one and only Big City Roadhouse. Do yourself a favor. It's 11 o'clock. You can pop over right now, grab a breakfast burrito, grab lunch, grab some pizza, grab some wings, whatever. It's all good. Big City Roadhouse, Big City flavor, Roadhouse comfort on this Football Friday. Will we have a successful weekend like we did last weekend? All but Air Force. One, and even in the Air Force game, it was entertaining and fun against the top team in the Mountain West Conference. But a busy week. Last week, I kind of thought it was survival week, Michael. You know, if the Buffs want to make a thing of this year, of this season, had to beat Iowa State. And hey, I called it. 19-16 on the picks now. Starting to get back at it. I was under 500 2 weeks ago, but two successful weeks in a row. Feeling good, Mike.
Mr. Friday Afternoon's kicking butt.
Yeah, Mr. Friday Afternoon's pretty good. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. Go Pokes. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. He says, it's Friday. Make your picks. Well, we still have some time, some film to watch.
I thought picks are on Thursday.
Picks are on Friday. Thursday night specials on Thursday, and that is on life support right now. Kind of like both of those quarterbacks, although both of those quarterbacks were pretty good last night. 40 and 41-year-old. Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers going at it.
Two quadragenarians.
33-31, Cincinnati wins. And Joe Flacco probably hasn't even got his bags unpacked yet. And he goes 31-47, 342 yards, three touchdowns for a quarterback rating of 108.6 in that game. Wow. Okay. What are we doing?
He should just live in hotel rooms. Like the man is a franchise quarterback who became a journeyman quarterback should just be a franchise quarterback again.
He should just play for a different team every 2 weeks because he's pretty good for a little bit still, and then it kind of fades away. But are the Bengals alive? Jamar Chase, 16 receptions, Michael, for 161 yards and a touchdown. T. Higgins did his thing, too. He had 96 yards and a touchdown. Mike, I said this last week. There was this part of me that thought, okay, you get a somewhat decent quarterback, a veteran. You give him those weapons, might be able to do something crazy. But I didn't. I went with the conventional pick. I took the Steelers to cover the spread. They didn't even win the game. Michael, let's do this. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, check them out online on at FMSBank/KFKA. FMSBank.com/KFKA. My goodness, Michael. I'm out of whack here. Well, it's Football Friday, but the good is the Colorado Avalanche. Their only loss was in overtime at this point. Four wins for this team. They beat Columbus 4-1 last night. And the Avs are doing the complete opposite of their of how they started last season. Kind of felt like this was going to be the case.
With, you know, being healthy and all.
You're being healthy and the moves that they made last year, before, well before the trade deadline and then close up to the trade deadline. These guys have had an offseason now to work with each other. And the Brock Nelsons, the Scott Wedgwoods, it's been really solid for the Colorado Avalanche.
But not getting 2 points against the Dallas Stars just makes you want to bang your head against the wall.
That and Bednar's like, yeah, I hope we, you know, I'm okay if we never see the Stars again. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I get what he's saying. Like, eh, that's a good team. I don't want to see them anymore. But I want a different mentality. I want, hey, yeah, hell yeah, next time we'll be different. But it hasn't been. But still, the Avs, very good. Very great start for the Colorado Avalanche.
There are some things that I have to say about the Dallas Stars that I'm just not going to say.
Probably good. Probably a good thing. Because I can see it in your
puns.
Eyes.
They're not puns. Oh, they are,
we're not doing puns
that
today?
Will get me in serious trouble.
We're not doing puns today?
Oh, I could have had like 3 or 4 puns.
I was really hoping we'd do that. Said nobody ever. The bad. Did you see when Aaron Rodgers threw a touchdown pass? He's 41 years old. He's running to celebrate, just kind of doing a little jog thing. And one of his offensive linemen, straight up from behind, tackles him in celebration. Rodgers gets up and he is like visibly pissed off. And at first, I was like, oh, come on, Rodgers. But dude, he's 41 years old. Every hit could be his last, and you don't want it to be from one of your teammates, a big offensive lineman tackling
probably
you.
Suffering from osteoporosis.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Don't do that. Remember the thing? Don't hit the quarterbacks in practice. Don't hit them in celebration either. I don't care if it's Josh Allen. Don't tackle your quarterback. He could have fell wrong, Mike. And that's the end of the season for Aaron Rodgers. So I'm okay with his response to that.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is plenty capable of hurting himself.
The ugly? I think Mr. Thursday Night. I have people calling for Mr. Thursday Night's job, calling for Mr. Thursday Night to hang it up.
And I apologize about that.
Yeah,
I was wrong.
Bunch of people
say that in the second half.
Bunch of people are saying that I don't have it when it comes to Thursday Night NFL football, the most important game of the week in the NFL schedule.
To be fair, Tanner did egg me on.
Well, it wasn't just you and Tanner. It was other people. Hooligans. Well-loved and respected hooligans are chiming in on this, thinking it's time.
Which ones? Call them out.
John? Is it John here? Where are you?
It's a very generic
Paul.
Name.
Paul. I knew it was something like that. Paul.
John Paul?
Mr. Not So Thursday Night, might be time to take a sabbatical. Go Poke says, hashtag fade Brady. Someone else put a gif out that basically said, do the opposite of what I do on Thursday. Ugh. All right, we got to turn the page.
It's early in the season.
It's early, but we're under 500.
Yeah, you can be under 500 halfway through the season and then make the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's true. Ended today.
If the playoffs started today, Mike.
If
the playoffs started today.
They started today.
If the playoffs started today, the Broncos would be in them. The Avalanche would be in them. And the Nuggets would be in a all-team tie for that spot. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Yeah, very important weekend. I used to do the pressure cooker, Mike. It's always CSU, isn't it? I think the Broncos have got to be feeling some pressure. Plus, we got Twitter wars going on. Did you hear about the Twitter wars, Mike? The shots fired wars going on right now
Did Twitter fire missiles on Facebook?
Well, the Broncos are firing missiles.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying the platforms were firing at each other.
No, that's not what I meant.
I want to see that.
Oh, okay. Thanks for nerding it up there. The giant topic on social media says, while I'm confident Andrew Thomas, the left tackle for the New York Football Giants, will have no problem handling Broncos' Nick Benito, this is still a matchup I'm really looking forward to. Jonathan Cooper didn't say anything about that specifically, but he had this to say about the Giants' quarterback, Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I mean, he's a young guy. He's, you know, feeling himself a little bit. He's out there running around. He's got the chain on. He's dancing. You know, it's like everybody needs something. So, you know. But we've went against QBs who have ran around in the pocket and have, you know, tried to do stuff with their legs. So, ain't nothing we haven't seen.
Rookie corner for the Giants retweeted the tweet with Cooper's video there, which you just heard, and says, put your 3D glasses on then. Basically, when Cooper's saying, you know, hey, I haven't seen anything that's intimidating by Jackson Dart. And then Abdul Carter's response, the rookie, says, put your 3D glasses on. Nick Benito must have seen a bunch of fallout from that and Giants fans, and he tweeted, which he then deleted, I've never seen such a delusional fan base.
No, you've seen one.
Yeah, you're one of them.
No, I'm
you're
saying
leading it.
Cleveland has the delusional fan base.
Yeah, but you're a delusional fan. Jonathan Cooper responded to the Shades comment from Abdul Carter and said, Shades been on. I don't think this is anything like, oh, bulletin board material.
I think this is
fun.
And
it's
I would like to see more of it.
I would love to see more of this.
If I was on Twitter, I would be very happy to see more of it. But
You have a Twitter account and you've made three tweets. One was harassing Ryan Reynolds.
It was Ryan Reynolds.
Something
to make
about
a dead,
how you want to see a cartoon.
Reference in Deadpool 2.
Yeah, you wanted to watch a cartoon, a children's cartoon.
It was great as a child.
One of your tweets. And then the other one was just go Broncos, part of that delusional fan thing.
That was the best tweet I've ever tweeted.
You say it all the time. You say it to random people all the time. The pressure is on the Broncos, yes. But we're talking, if you lose, obviously, you're going to be upset. But then the narrative Monday will be, well, the Giants aren't really that bad of a team. They beat the Chargers. They beat the Eagles. Now they beat the Broncos. Three potential playoff teams right there. The Buffs are off this weekend. Probably a good thing. I'm not in a hurry to see them play Utah. The Wyoming Cowboys would sure like to beat Air Force, would sure like to match their scoring from what they did against San Jose State. They would like to do that again against Air Force. They're probably going to need to do that again. Air Force, they're just going to play spoiler the rest of the way. They've already lost four conference games. It's like, is Air Force the best bad football team in the country? They've got to be close.
Halfway.
Yeah. I mean, that offense could feed families.
They're
that
half defense
good. Is starving. But I think it always goes back to, well, and for the Bears, they're playing with house. You got to feel like they're playing with house money. I asked Ted Lamb on Football 52 if he thought they were ahead of schedule right now. Basically, no. But that's a good mentality to have because this team has no interest in saying, oh, we won four for the first time since 2016. They have big, big picture goals. That's going to be a tough game. Sacramento State, the best rushing team, one of the best rushing teams in the country, but certainly the best rushing team in the Big Sky. And the Bears are eighth against the run. Has me scared. Help me out here. I'm trying not to do the fan thing because all I want to do is pick the Bears to win. It's all I want to do. 7 o'clock. I don't get to watch a lot of live UNC games because they play in the middle of the day with my schedule, with being a dad and my kids' schedule. I'm all over the place throughout the day. So I usually go back and you can watch them again commercial free on ESPN+. So I actually watched the Bears game twice. This is fun for me, though. I'm going to sit down. Part of me just wants to pick them because I'm excited that I get to watch them, that I'm going to watch them live at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. But I can't, help me out, Mike. I'm trying not to be you and do the, oh, go Bears thing. You know, the just because I like them, they're going to win thing. How do I not be you? What's that like?
You have to be less handsome.
Okay. Got it.
Not quite as smart.
Yep. Okay. So wait, don't be. Okay. It's hard
to
be less handsome.
Have a better beard.
I can definitely be less smart, but the whole less handsome thing is tough for me to pull off. That's a difficult task.
I think we're about equal there.
Really? Yeah, maybe. Yeah. You do look
good. You have to be funnier. You need to really pun it up.
No, that's dumb. I don't. Oh, the Nick Clifford's unique road to the... Yeah. I can't do that. I can't be that. I would hate myself if I was that. Sorry, Mike. No offense. A little offense.
Thank you for hating me. Thank you for admitting it on the air.
It's Friday.
Everybody, if you want
Friday.
To, this will be podcast.
We're having fun, Mike. We're having fun. Broncos better beat the Giants. That's all I got to say. Sorry, I coughed. You didn't catch it. I don't have a cough button in here. We used to be spoiled hosts, dude. We have this little light. It doesn't work. Can you fix this, Mike?
I'm not that much of an engineer.
All right. Well, I don't know. Picks are going to be crazy because I'm telling you, I'm having a hard time with Air Force Wyoming. I'm having a hard time with CSU Hawaii. I'm having a difficult time with UNC and Sac State. So we'll see. 21 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by Chevron. Benjamin Albright going to talk Broncos with us. Coming up, we'll be right back.
Your college football, the NFL, and the Broncos on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Bro, Michael just made my day. You just made my day, bro. You just told me that Everybody Loves Raymond will be doing their 30th anniversary reunion special that will air on Monday, November 24th on CBS. Oh, I love this show. That is a smart comedy right there. Very intelligent. Way better than a lot of the other ones that you watch.
He sounds like Kermit the Frog.
I think he sounds amazing. That show, I could watch Everybody Loves Raymond all day. Every day.
Deborah, why are you mad at me again?
Not a bad episode. That's how you sound to me when you start making your weird little jokes. That's how your voice sounds to my brain.
I do have a clip from the show.
I don't want to hear it.
So what seems to be the problem?
Well, doctor, I see these strange creatures every time I say the word phenomena.
Yeah, that's Everybody Loves Raymond. Right
I mean,
there.
It doesn't the show that you like so much, the show about nothing, like Jerry Seinfeld has a terrible voice. Oh, Kramer, you're in my apartment again. Oh, that's the episode. Oh, we ordered soup and we got a sandwich. Oh, that's the end of that episode. I'm on an airplane and I don't get peanuts. Well, that's another one. We got through a season right there. Everybody Loves Raymond is smart. It's about real stuff, family stuff. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, every episode is, oh, Deborah's mad and... Oh, my brother is jealous of me. Oh, Raymond.
I could have gone my entire life without whatever that was. Like that.
Those are spot on impressions.
How do you make... Big Hub says, I don't hate you, Micah. Big Hub, are you sure?
Thank you, Big Hub.
Like, are you sure about that? I mean, think about what you're saying.
See, Big Hub is a nice person. Big Hub is
a
good
nice person. That's why he's saying that, because he's trying not to make you feel bad, but I've been around you too long to be nice. I can't do that. I have to be honest with you.
So it's my fault, is what you're saying.
Your fault that I am not fond of you? Is that, yes, yeah, that would be, I'm a nice guy. I'm a very nice guy. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Benjamin Albright, host of Broncos Country Tonight, going to join me. What does he make of the Twitter wars and the shots fired at the Giants? I think it's good because everybody's like, oh, Jackson Dart, this guy is, look out, he's really freaking good. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm not seeing it yet, but we'll see what Benjamin sees. The Giants aren't particularly good at anything, except for what we're seeing from Cam Scatabo, and Jackson Dart's not turning the ball over. So You tell me why we should be worried about the Giants. I know, any given Sunday, all that, they played like crap against the Jets. Am I stressing about this game? Or should I be stressing about this game?
Where did Jackson Dart go to college? Was it Dartmouth?
No. That is dumb. Ole Miss, didn't he? Wasn't it Ole Miss?
I guess he wasn't smart enough to go to an Ivy League school.
Yeah. Are you trying to? I can't tell. Do you really think he went to Dartmouth? Or are you doing? Oh, his last name's Dart. So,
I'll give you that.
Like
one.
That's a bad joke, man.
That was pretty bad.
It's not good. What did I tell you yesterday?
Nah, Deborah.
It's too much, and it's not funny.
Sorry, that was very. Everybody loves
30 minutes after the hour. Please stop. Let's get somebody who's educated to talk about sports here instead of just throwing out weird puns all day. Benjamin Albright going to join us next. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Welcome back into the whole show. Sorry, I'm still excited about that news. That's great news. Benjamin Albright joining us, host of Broncos Country Tonight, talking some Broncos Giants. But Benjamin, I just saw the news that Everybody Loves Raymond's doing a 30th anniversary reunion special, and I'm very excited about that. So I just wanted to ask you the most important question first. Are you a fan?
I was a fan of the actor that was the... was it the grandfather or the dad on there?
Yeah,
Peter
Boyle.
Great. He was phenomenal. I wasn't the biggest fan of Everybody Loves Raymond, but I did love Ray Romano in several other different things. I loved him in the show Bookie. Loved him in Ice Age, obviously. I think and Brad Garrett too. I like all those people. I guess that show just was a little too formula sitcom.
It's such a smart show, Benjamin. It's cutting edge. Cutting edge stuff.
You know, I don't know that I can trust your judgment on this. I was having a debate with your discussion with your producer about that. I feel like I need to put myself forward as a mediator, as apparently you hate puns.
Well, he does them all the time. Like, he just fires them off. I'll be in the middle of like a heated thing about somebody, and then he throws in. You know, we're talking about Neat Clifford, the former CSU Ram. We're talking about him yesterday, and how I think he's going to work out in the NBA, the body type, all this stuff. We're getting into it, and then he just jumps in with you might say his journey to the NBA has been unique. You know, come on. I mean, he uses it all the time.
It fits.
This is showing a mastery of the English language, to be honest with you, and I think that you should celebrate his genius.
You know what's sad about this? I'm getting people on the text line like, wow, Brady's kind of a jerk to Michael. He's hilarious. He's delivering radio gold. What world am I in? And now you, who I very much respect, you hate Everybody Loves Raymond, and now you're saying Michael is funny.
I don't hate Everybody Loves Raymond. It's more of a general malaise. I get that because I've got producers and they'll pipe in with something that's really funny, and I'm like, wait a minute, your star is outshining mine right now. We gotta shut this down. So I see where it is, Brady Holmes. I see where it is.
I gotta rethink my life and my career. But you know, for most importantly, let's talk about Broncos Giants. Benjamin, I'm always a fan of shots being fired and all the stuff on social media that we're seeing. I love this stuff. What do you make of Nick Bonito's tweet, Jonathan Cooper's statements, the fan base coming at us, coming at the Broncos? I mean, where's your head when you see all this?
Well, look, let me preface all this by saying my favorite rocker ever was Tom Petty. My favorite race car driver was Kyle Petty. My favorite all-time Baylor quarterback was Bryce Petty. I love the Petties, right? All of them.
Yes.
I celebrate the entire catalog. That said, this whole thing started off an innocent comment from Jonathan Cooper, who was talking about how the Giants are kind of feeling themselves. They got a little swagger. They're dancing with the chain, you know, out there, all that kind of stuff. It was totally an off-the-cuff, innocuous comment that was meant to be complimentary. And he just was saying, hey, look, these guys have some sizzle. We're going to see if they have any steak on Sunday. And then somehow that got turned into the idea that Jonathan Cooper, of all people, was trying to provide bulletin board material for the Giants. And then you get the Giants fan base coming at him, going at him sideways, all this kind of stuff. So then Nick Benito tweets out in a now-deleted tweet that fan base is delusional, talking about the Giants. Then some girl got in his DMs, and he told them they were going to BTA, which is either you know, belt to backside or beat that backside, whatever, however you want to do that one, you know, this weekend. And so then the DMs got out, and now it's just this whole thing. And I'm like, look, normally I'm here. I'm the king of petty. I love it. But this is just weird. Like, you've got a, you know, you got a Giants team that's 2-4, a Broncos team it's 4-2, and I don't know what to do with this. Like, what are we doing here? We got the creatine Cowboys coming to town with Cam Scatterball and Jackson Dart. I don't know what to do with this on Sunday.
Well, and that's the thing. I kept thinking, am I seeing the wrong Jonathan Cooper video? Because I've watched it and I'm reading the quotes, and I just didn't walk away going, wow, man, he got him. He really roasted their quarterback. I'm with you. I thought I was watching the wrong thing.
Yeah, it was confusing to me at first. I'm tracking this whole thing down. Like, really, this is what we're upset about? So, you know, I don't know. I would say that, you know, if it were your producer making a comment, he would probably say that Cooper threw out a dart and may or may not have hit the bullseye.
Mm-hmm. He's writing this down right now as you. He's got his little note, his little diary back there that he's writing. Yeah, his joke diary that he has. Benjamin Albright joining us, host of Broncos Country Tonight. Yeah, talk to me about Cam Scatterbo. I like watching him run, but every time I watch him run, I'm like, yeah, that ain't gonna last long. He can't do this for a full. Can he do it for a full season?
Well, that's the thing. Like, when he was coming out, everybody was telling me, oh, this guy's going to be great in the NFL and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, look, I'm not sure he's not going to be great for a little while, but how long is that going to last? You know, I think most people who know me know I grew up, you know, I knew Peyton Hillis coming up. I grew up, you know, 10 minutes south. We were rival high schools, all that kind of stuff. Peyton Hillis was a lot of fun to watch. But Peyton Hillis, you know, the style that he played with, which is a really similar style to Cam Scatterbo. I get they're both white running backs. That's not the point I'm trying to make. But they're, you know, they got a really similar style. And, you know, it just wears you down. And so we saw that one glorious season out of Peyton Hillis, and the body started breaking down, you know, shortly thereafter. And that's kind of what that situation is. And the thing about Hillis is he outweighed Scatterbo by like 40 pounds. So, you know, there was more size to him, more heft to him on that. It's not just Scatterbo, though. I mean, Jackson Dart plays a very physical style of quarterback there. And he's been in the medical tent every game so far. I'm not sure we won't see Russell Wilson in this game.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? And then, of course, you got Brian Daboll pulling his best, whatever his name was, from Varsity Blues. Like, can he play? Like, that whole thing is all I'm thinking when he's, like, standing outside the tent.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. God, what was that coach? It was John Voight's character, but I don't know the character's name. But yeah, it's you know, and now all I can think about is James Vanderbeek's horrible Southern accent. You know, I don't want to go last.
That's what Jackson Dart's saying to Daboll.
Oh my God, yeah, I don't need that in my life. That's just terrible. But you know, that's one of those things. Like, they play, it's a fun, you know, exciting way to watch football, and they play with kind of a reckless abandon, and you can't help but root for them when they're not playing the Broncos. But it's something that's just not sustainable. I mean, they're gonna, you know, you got Jackson Dart out here playing like he's Cam Newton, and Cam Scatterbo out here playing like he's Mike Allstott, and you know, these two guys at the end of the day, I mean, the body's gonna break down over time with this. You just can't do that, you know, long term.
Benjamin Albright joining us on the Broncos side of things. You know, specifically the offensive line, the left guard. Did Garrett Bowles kind of let the cat out of the bag, mentioning who is going to take over at the left guard position?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, they had Matt Peart out there, and then he got hurt. And then you had Calvin Throckmorton out there for one practice, and you immediately pivoted to Alex Palcheski after that. And well, I think that should tell you all they thought about Calvin Throckmorton out there. So Al Pal's going to get the start. A lot of people rooting for him. You know, he's kind of had that whole thing because he kept reporting in as tackle eligible. you know, and all that. So he's got this whole, like, little, this, you know, niche fan base that's all, like, that loves the plays where they were running the six offensive linemen and him coming in. We'll see. He was kind of the right side of the line guy, so it's going to be interesting to watch him mirror and have to flip to being a left side guy, especially against a team like the Giants that have just so many different bodies in the front seven they can send at you. You know, you got Dexter Lawrence at the nose, might be the best nose in the game right now. You've got, you know, you got on the edges, you got Thibodeau, you got Burns, you got Abdul Carter. And you go back and watch the Eagles tape on Thursday night. One thing they did, they started sending twists and stunts, you know, up front at their injured offensive lineman. Wouldn't be surprised if they kept that same game plan against Bowles and Palcheski to see how the communication is early.
Palcheski, wow, that's easy for me to say. I love his story. I was just doing random Googles, videos, all this stuff, and I didn't know. He, like, fractured his vertebrae when he was 15 years old. He said he couldn't even pick up his head. He had to use his hand to hold up his head as he's walking to the sidelines, and his parents are basically like, yeah, that's it for you. No more football. But he said, I want to go to college so you don't have to worry about paying for it. Phenomenal story, so you can see why he's a fan favorite.
Well, yeah, and I can relate to that, too. It's a little different for me. It's just so much knowledge that I have to use my hands to hold the head up. But
I thought that about you. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's just ego. I don't know.
Talk to me about, you know, what you're seeing with Bo Nix at this point. I just feel like, yeah, defensively we know how good this team is, but the offense, it just feels like it's stuck. It's in mud. Once in a while it pops out of there and we see something kind of exciting. That touchdown pass and the play design was excellent last week, but then just clunky. Now I think Bo talked about it, just no rhythm. How do you put rhythm into this offense?
Well, you're the play caller, and you get out of your own head and figure out what works for your quarterback, and that's been the problem. You know, Sean Payton treats this like Drew Brees is still running the offense, and Drew's not. In fact, Bo's not even diet Drew. He's really closer to, like, poor man's Tony Romo than he is to Drew Brees. Start running things that work for your quarterback. You know, just the other day, Bo was talking about, hey, we need to go up tempo a little bit more. It gets me in a rhythm, all that kind of stuff. And then Sean gets on the podium and it's like, well, you know, I can't let him do that all the time. There's, you know, blah, blah, blah. I just you know, couldn't give a reason why he couldn't do it, just other than he didn't want to do it. But the Broncos are very good playing at tempo. Matter of fact, they're a top five offense when they, EPA per play when they're playing at tempo. But the Broncos do it one of the least. We've seen it a little bit here or there, right? You get a first down on first or second down, they hurry up to the line and they get a good playoff after that. They should be doing stuff like that, but they don't. And these absurd personnel rotations all the time that we do and that we don't need to do. It takes guys out of rhythm and all that kind of stuff. We got away from it for a minute. We started winning football games. We saw how the offense looked against Cincinnati and Philadelphia. And then, you know, we go right back to it against the Jets and we look stupid. So, you know, Sean Payton has got to get over himself. He's got to find the things that work for his guy and do that. Instead of trying to fit Bo to what Sean Payton wants to do, Sean Payton needs to fit Sean Payton to what Bo wants to do.
I feel like we've been having these conversations now for a season and a half, you know, talking to you last year. It's we you know, Sean Payton, why isn't he running the ball more? He writes it down on his play sheet. Why do we have all these different personnel pairings? What's going on there? Why is RJ Harvey, your rookie, why do we not know more about him at this stage? There's just a lot of those things, Benjamin, that seem obvious to your average sports fan, and I know it never is, but sometimes it is, it seems like, with Sean Payton.
Well, yeah, and it's okay. I mean, Sean Payton's been a head coach for a long time, and so you kind of get stuck in your ways. You kind of get set in your ways. Well, I've got a track record. I know what works, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, and you go from there. And I'm like, well, you know, yeah, but you also had a top five all-time quarterback in Drew Brees, and it covered up all manner since. You've got a second-year quarterback now who's not Drew Brees. And so that sort of changes, I think, the calculus a little bit. Sean Payton wants to do what Sean Payton wants to do, and that's gotten him in trouble before. I mean, Sean Payton, before he was a head coach, he had play calling stripped away from him and got fired twice, you know, because he would get in his own head and start doing stupid stuff like this, and he needed a head coach to tell him what to do. Well, now he's the head coach, and he makes all the decisions. There's nobody to rein him in. So there are some moments where he needs to get out of his own way. He's a smart guy. He's a smart football coach. He's a good football coach. But he gets in his own way sometimes, and we've seen it. That's why you only got one Super Bowl with a top five all-time quarterback.
Benjamin Albright joining us, host of Broncos Country tonight. Broncos are, last I checked, either 7-point favorite or 7.5-point favorite. How do you feel about this game coming up against the Giants, my friend? It was weird in London against the Jets. They still win, but didn't cover. Clunky. Do we see a breakout day from this Broncos offense?
I don't know if you're likely to see a breakout day this week. That defense is tougher than you think. We'll see. I mean, maybe I'm wrong on that. We'll see. But that Giants defense is a lot better than people think it is. I think this is a game the Giants could cover. Broncos could win. Giants could cover. I think you just have to play mistake-free football. They have a really lethal front seven. They got multiple guys they can send at you from multiple ways. The secondary is a little exploitable if that pressure doesn't get home. But I think the big thing to keep your eye on is Dexter Lawrence, the big guy right there in the middle. He plays the nose there. He's going to be up against the center and probably shaded over the left guard a little bit. And he is, if not the best interior offensive lineman in football, the second best behind maybe Malik Collins. So you got to watch out for him. He's a big, strong, fast guy who creates pressure quick up the middle and get Bo off his spot. And that could create some problems for the Broncos offense.
So I'm not hearing a Broncos cover in this one, Benjamin. What do you think?
I think I'm on the Giants to cover. I think the Broncos can win, but I think I'm on the Giants to cover that thing and keep it, a one-score game.
All right, my man. Always appreciate the insight, and I'll look forward to catching up with you next Friday.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right, Benjamin Albright, host of Broncos Country Tonight, giving Micah confidence in himself to just be who he is, which is a demerit.
Benjamin Albright's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. 49 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break here. Ethan Bird will join me coming up at the top of the hour. Air Force and Wyoming. Why are the Cowboys going to win? Why should we trust this offense to do what every other offense has done against Air Force? We'll ask Ethan. Coming up, it's the whole show. We also have Brian Howell. I know the Buffs are off, but we'll talk to him. Talk a little Buffs. Got the quarterback toilet bowl. I think I'm still leading in that. We got the picks. We got breakdowns. We got all of it. It's Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. We'll be right back.
Big City Roadhouse presents Football Friday. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Doesn't look good, Coach.
Can he play?
He's in a coma.
Answer my question. Can he play? I don't even think he can.
Wasn't that from Not Another Teen Movie?
Yeah, that's the quickest one I could.
That wasn't the one. So, Coach, it was Bud Kilmer.
I've never seen Varsity Blues.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That is a great movie. Terrible, but great.
I've heard the acting is really bad.
Well, James Vanderbeek, Dawson's Creek, was Mox, the backup quarterback turned starter quarterback hero. And Paul Walker, rest his soul, was Lance Harbor. Full ride scholarship to Florida State. Had a jacked up knee, but they kept injecting him with stuff so he'd keep his knee upright, keep him going. And then it wasn't until Billy Bob, who's having concussions all the time, couldn't stand up straight, gave up a sack and nearly cost Bud Kilmer his perfect season. And they... basically, Mox caught him giving him an injection again, Mike, and Coach Kilmer asks the trainer, he said, can he play? Make him understand. And then they were injecting him, and then Mox popped by and saw it, and it was a lot of drama. A lot of drama, man. And then it didn't work because Lance got hurt again, and that was it. Then he lost his full-ride scholarship to Florida State. Mox came in. Played great quarterback. They didn't know what intentional grounding was, though, when they wrote that script, because he clearly takes two steps back and chucks it over on the sidelines to the mascot and hits him in the nose. That's intentional grounding. That should have been a penalty, but it just stopped the clock. Wasted an one or two unnecessary seconds by throwing it all the way across the field like that.
Yeah, but if you hit the mascot, it doesn't count.
It's irresponsible football. And but they did. They won, and he got, Mox got his scholarship to Brown and put Coach Kilmer in his place. They played the second half without him. They proved that you can win without a head coach. Maybe that's what North Carolina is going to do to Bill Belichick. 11:57 the time. Ethan Bird's going to join us. He's going to tell us why he thinks maybe Wyoming can beat Air Force, or maybe not. We'll find out. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.